This is a See Jason podcast, and I'm Meg Jardine, a nephrologist from the University of Sydney. I'll be joined by my colleague, Dr. Karina Hockham, to talk about our recent study titled Kidney, Cardiovascular and Safety Outcomes of Canagliflozin According to Baseline Albuminuria.
Hello, I'm Karina Hockham, an epidemiologist at the George Institute for Global Health in London.
It's well established that people with high levels of albuminuria are at higher risk of adverse kidney and cardiovascular events. SGLT2 inhibitors have long been known to reduce albuminuria, and we now know they reduce the risk of progressive chronic kidney disease. Analyses of randomised trials testing a range of different agents have shown a reduction in albuminuria within a trial correlates with the likelihood of seeing a kidney disease benefit in that same trial. However, these trials have recruited patients with normal to moderately elevated levels of albuminuria. Relatively few patients in these trials had very high levels of albuminuria, meaning there is uncertainty on whether this relationship extends into the range of severely increased albuminuria. CREDENCE was the first SGLT2 inhibitor trial to specifically recruit patients with type 2 diabetes and established kidney disease. The participants had to have high levels of albuminuria to participate, with a baseline urine albumin to creatinine ratio of between 300 and 5,000 milligrams per gram, which includes participants with frank nephrotic range albuminuria. The trial therefore offered a unique opportunity to examine the effects of canagliflozin across a wide range of elevated baseline albuminuria levels, which is what we have done here.
The CREDENCE trial enrolled close to 4,500 people with type 2 diabetes, an estimated glomerular filtration rate between 30 and 90 millilitres per minute, and a urine albumin to creatinine ratio, or UACR, of at least 300 milligrams per gram. Half the participants had a baseline UACR of at least 927 milligrams per gram, which corresponds to around 105 milligrams per millimole. In the secondary analysis, we grouped participants into three categories of UACR measured in milligrams per gram: 300 to 1,000, between 1,000 and 3,000, and greater than or equal to 3,000. Our primary endpoint of interest was the same as for the CREDENCE trial. That is, the composite of kidney failure, a doubling of serum creatinine, or death due to kidney or cardiovascular disease. We found that the relative benefits of canagliflozin on kidney and cardiovascular outcomes were consistent across all baseline albuminuria levels, including those in the nephrotic range. Participants with a baseline UACR of 3,000 milligrams per gram or more experienced the greatest absolute benefit of all the albuminuria categories for all kidney-related clinical endpoints during follow-up. However, they experienced the same absolute benefit of canagliflozin as the other albuminuria categories for cardiovascular endpoints. Canagliflozin appeared safe for use across all levels of albuminuria.
These results show that canagliflozin safely reduces kidney and cardiovascular events in people with type 2 diabetes and severely increased albuminuria. Our finding that the relative kidney and cardiovascular benefit was as strong and the absolute kidney benefit greater in those with nephrotic range albuminuria makes this population a priority group for treatment.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.